15-minute presentation, and I've been told if I do a one-minute discussion, that'll allow 14 minutes for questions and answers. So we're going to whip through it. Argus Fire Control has a system which is able to detect sparks and embers at various points in your ginning process. With this information, you can decide to stop the gin, which is rarely something you want to do, or control these sparks either with extinguishment or local stopping of certain machines. Argus started about 40 years ago, and we designed fire protection systems particularly for the cotton spinning industry. We started in the United States, and now we do this in many countries around the world. And we've always believed that a small ember can put your mill or your gin out of business. The reason you would want to have some sort of spark detection or fire protection in your gin or mill or other process is multiple. First of all, the risk of fire is much higher now that the machines are automatic with pneumatic transport from machine to machine, with very few personnel. Staff reductions and costs have caused that to happen, particularly in spinning industry, where we have what's called lights out mills, where it goes in as a bale from you folks and comes out yarn. And some mills overseas, it'll actually come out fabric or knitted t-shirt without very much human intervention. Fire in any machine or in one of these production processes, of course, can damage the machine. And when it damages a machine, you have to stop production. And production costs, you're better at telling me what they are than I am. They're $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 an hour that it costs for every hour that the mill or the gin is stopped. In some processes, some countries, some areas, gin owners, mill owners are able to discuss with their insurance companies and get a 20 or 30% discount. In India, we were successful with the major insurance companies, and gins receive a 75% discount on their insurance premiums, and that helps justify the cost of installation. That's pretty quick payback analysis. What you see here is just an overview of a cotton spinning mill. That's pretty much where we grew up. We've been making fire protection equipment, metal detection equipment, basically to detect any type of spark or any type of metal that's being introduced to a spinning mill. Some of those sparks come in from hot bales, and you know where hot bales are coming from gins. Some metal is coming in from gins as well. But most of the metal is being introduced in the spinning mill itself. We currently have fire protection systems in more than 1,000 spinning and ginning plants around the world. Sad to say, most of them that were installed in the United States in the 80s and 90s are now also overseas protecting gins because of the amount of spinning mills that have closed here domestically. We currently have 55 representatives around the world, 8 installation crews, and again, sad to say, not much activity in the United States, at least on the spinning side. I think you recognize this emblem, Samuel Jackson. It's on the chests of Jeremy and Mark over there. Samuel Jackson approached us about a year and a half ago, and they found that we're doing a pretty good job of detecting sparks in spinning mills. And they wanted to know, will that work in a cotton gin? We used to make spark detectors, infrared spark detectors, that did a pretty good job of detecting sparks in a 12 to 14 inch duct. But recently we've improved the detection capability to be about 1 meter. And with this new technology, it suddenly looked like we had pretty good chance to be successful in cotton gin production and detection of sparks in gins. Don't have a good graphic on this, so I'm going to walk you through it. A single spark or ember is detected by a spark detector. We then send a signal to a centralized control panel. It's an Argus control panel. The Argus control panel can trigger a multiple of reactions. We can stop a machine. We can trigger a water spray extinguisher. We can trigger CO2 extinguishing, gas extinguishing. We can trigger what's called a damper or diverter. We'll sound audible and visual alarms. And we'll do all this within 50 milliseconds. So in 1/20th of a second, we've detected an ember. We've stopped any part of the production process. And we've also triggered alarms and let your people know that you've got a spark. 1/20th of a second is much quicker than the human nose. And how do we do it? This is the Argus 343 infrared spark detector. We settled on infrared many years ago for several reasons. Smoke detectors, very inexpensive, like the ones you have here, but smoke detectors will be contaminated by dust. And in any type of cotton production, dust can contaminate them in a matter of seconds. They're going to be worthless. Heat detectors are something else we looked at as well. Heat detectors take 30 to 60 seconds to react. Well, in a spinning mill, within 60 seconds, you've lost your mill. Four or five machines are down because the cotton's traveling at anywhere from 40 to 60 feet per second. We also looked at ultraviolet detectors, but ultraviolet detectors are looking for flame. And we don't want to wait until there's a flame. We want to catch this when it's a 1 to 2 millimeter or 1/8 of an inch ember. We have a centralized control panel, which is hardwired and very fast, reacts in microseconds. We want to keep the reaction time from the detection of the spark to the triggering of some type of machine stop or other action within that 50 millisecond time. With the control panel and the spark detector, we've managed to finally develop a system which does not react to static electricity. It does not react to line spikes or any type of electromagnetic or RF interference. It will only react if there's a spark. Now we're kind of getting into your familiar territory. These black boxes with the little yellow on them indicate locations where you can or we have located spark detectors. Generally, a cotton gin will start small. They'll have a problem with a particular machine, the lint flue, for example, or after the module feeder. And they'll say, we've had sparks there. What do we do? You would locate 2 or 3 Argus spark detectors in that particular location. Our spark detector will react on the seeing of this first spark, and it'll send a signal to the operator, and you can immediately take action. Every mill has a different reaction. From what I understand, the last thing you want to do is stop a gin. But if the fire is big enough, you have no choice. You'll see the different locations. After the module feeder, after dryer, we locate spark detectors after the stick machine, before overflow, behind gin stands in those very narrow ducts. It's about maybe 6 feet wide and maybe 6 inches tall. Before cleaners, after cleaners, lint flue, before balers. All good locations for spark detectors. Of course, that's our business. I'd love for people to just locate them everywhere in the facility, and I could retire earlier. But we realize that, you know, one step at a time. This is a modular system. The control panel is built to handle up to 20 zones or 20 locations. You can start with one particular zone that's giving you problems, and then go from there. These are some photos of examples of current installations here in the United States. You'll see spark detectors are ringing this duct on the left, that's directly after the module feeder. You'll see them after the dryer here. There's a stick machine, and let's see. Actually, yeah, I lost my mouse there. You'll see spark detectors are located here. Before the overflow, these are the spark detectors on the top. Before cleaner, you can see them again going on the inlet duct. Again, these are the black boxes, spark detectors. This is that.
If you wiggle it.
Oh, there it is. It comes alive. This is after the cleaner. Now, this is maybe 6 feet wide, about 8 inches high. These spark detectors have the ability to see 3 to 4 feet going across, so we have one on each side. These spark detectors are also going to see a spark passing in front of it at speeds up to 200 feet per second. So it's able to see a spark traveling much faster than the flow in your gin. Lint flue is one place where a lot of folks have decided to locate spark detectors and take action. And the large duct here is before the baler. These are some folks that have allowed us to put testimonials in place. If any of you see yourself here, you can actually read it. We'd appreciate it. Mark and Jeremy, any of these folks here? No? Okay. Wellington Co-op installed these recently. They've not had to kill the gin for any fires at this point. It has saved many hours of downtime. Here are some folks, Keith Grayson. They installed spark detectors one afternoon at 4:30, and at 5:40, they were going off and they found a fire in the stick machine. Without these spark detectors, they would have ginned until they smelled the fire, and they've had up to 6 hours of cleanup time instead of 30 to 45 minutes. Reducing cleanup time is also valuable. Dennis Flowers has become a big fan of these spark detectors. What I like at the bottom is the cost of the Argus gear is so small compared with what they've saved in preventing downtime and hurt or damaged machinery. You can learn more about these spark detection systems at our website, which is argusfirecontrol.com, or also at Sam Jackson's website. I have some product catalogs, and they'll be located out. Mark has them too, if anyone's interested in this. We're located in Charlotte. We're going to be in about 3 weeks at the upcoming conference to be held in Charlotte at the Westin. I'll be there with some products so we can demonstrate reaction time. And just to wrap up, in case you forgot what a fire looks like, hopefully you've never had one, but I always like this part. In spinning mills, we get a lot of folks who say they've never had a fire. This is one particular cotton opening machine. Now, these would be pretty clean bales coming in. This is actually at Procter & Gamble. This is bleached cotton, very dry. This is what's called a snowmaker, a cotton opener. Something was in the cotton and caused this within a few seconds. This does not have Argus fire control on it. This would not have happened. This is a textile mill that I visited a few years ago in Korea, Ilshin Spinning. Not a pretty sight. You can see the remnants of cotton that's outside the mill. You might have seen these machines. It's called a bale plucker, or a top feeder, or a blend-o-mat by Trutzler. You'll see a red control panel. This is an Argus system for a spinning mill. We've got spark detectors in it. We'll detect the spark, extinguish the fire within 50 milliseconds. Without the Argus system, this is an example of a blend-o-mat. Here's another production machine. This is a multi-mixer. Again, you see a red extinguisher on it. That's Argus doing its job. And this is a mill without Argus. Again, it happens all the time. This is that Korean fellow who wishes he had given me a purchase order. And these are some of our competitors around the world. This is in Pakistan. This is an indoor fire protection system. And this is in India. This is an outdoor fire protection system. It's buckets of sand. This I ran across in Bangkok a few years ago. It's a shrine to Buddha, and this is what they use as a fire protection system. This is one of my favorites. This is closer to home. This is in Mexico. It's a shrine to the Virgin of Guadalupe, and the fellow told me that's all he needs for a fire protection system. What I tell him is, you know, you're probably right, but I would recommend Argus as a backup. Well, that's a very quick overview of how we use infrared spark detection and other systems to prevent fire in cotton gins. Do we have any time for Q&A? Okay. You can grab us in the hallway or write to Mark or Jeremy at any time. We'd be happy to talk to you more about this. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.